Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Talk about the nothing to prove, because this is going to be comforting to people.
Well, a lot of us are under a pressure. So God calls us to a couple. He calls us to one, be, and he calls us to do. So he first calls us to be. Who is God calling? You know, he's shaping me to become, but he's also calling me to do, and he puts things in my hands to go do. But there's a pressure that comes in your life if you're trying to prove yourself. If you haven't anchored yourself fully in who you are and your identity in Christ, you're constantly trying to prove yourself. And pressure comes from that. I really believe that there's a pressure that's in our life that's not from God. And it's because we've defined success wrong. We have to redefine success. There are so many things in our life that we think are success that aren't. They don't matter to God. And I love what you said about C.S. Lewis, because the only way that we're able to really figure out what is success is if we measure it against eternity. Yeah. There's a few things that the Bible really does emphasize and stress in this, that life is a breath. It's a moment. It's short.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vapor. It's grass that grows and goes away. But the other thing is this, that we'll stand before God one day and have to give account for our life. We won't have to give account for our sins because we're made righteous through the blood of Jesus, but we will have to give account for our life. So as we stand before him, what we have to ask ourselves right now is this, is what I'm doing, does it matter for eternity, and will Jesus ask me about it? It's the only way to define success. The world is trying to define success for you. And so what happens is as a pastor, you know, how big my church is or how big it isn't, how many people buy my book or how many don't, how many Twitter followers I have. You can just go down the list of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to ask myself, is this going with me to eternity? Is Jesus even going to ask me about this? And he's not. As much pressure as I feel for, you know, to have more Twitter followers, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And so because God, I'm not going to stand before God one day and he's not going to say like, hey, how many Twitter followers did you have? It doesn't matter. He won't ask me about it. It's not eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that because so many of us are driven by things that aren't eternal, there's a pressure that comes. I've got to be a certain way. I've got to be accepted a certain thing. I've got to look like this. I've got to be impressive like this, whatever else it is. And at the end of the day, success in the kingdom is I loved well and I was faithful and obedient. That's it.
Yeah.
That I'm going to stand before God one day, and what he's going to want to know is, did you do what I asked you to do? Were you faithful and obedient, and did you love well? Did you love me well? Did you love people well? And did you do what I asked you to do? That's it. What's my assignment? I want to do that. And if my assignment is to pastor a church of 30 people, if my assignment is to pastor a church of 3,000 people, it's the faithfulness to those two things that really matter in eternity. So when we talk about nothing to prove, we are trying to go after that issue a lot. You have nothing to prove.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.